1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Thursday. Hopefully your day is off to a great start. Feeling a little bit better than I was yesterday. Man, the allergies were just smoking my throat yesterday. I couldn't even I could barely even talk. Oh, man. It's usually this time of the year. I'm saying, though, I don't know about you guys. My allergies usually kick in twice a year. And usually this is around the time that it just takes over completely. So feeling a little bit better, which is good because it's going to be a big day ahead of us. We're doing $10,000 Thursday with Assault the Vault. So that's going to start at 8 o'clock, and we're going to give you your first code number to Assault the Vault for $10,000. And we're doing this Thursday, and we're doing it next Thursday as well. So make sure you got the 1077 RKR app on your phone, because we're going to give you that first code to Assault the Vault for $10,000 right after 8 o'clock. We're going to have some fun today. Let's be a part of a good Thursday. Getting into the weekend. We're almost 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So the oldest building in the state is still going strong, and they're still serving guests. If you open up the 1077 RKR app, turns out I actually ate here a couple of years ago. It's the Officer's Stone Quarters on Mackinac Island. Is apparently the oldest building in Michigan, and it's still going strong. It's actually, considering it's almost 250 years old, this building looks great. And on top of that, the food there was really freaking good. I'm sure most of you listening have at least been to Mackinac Island at least once. If you've ever eaten here before or gone here before, hit me up at 978-1077 or the chat button, the 1077 RKR app, what your experience was like. I had an awesome time the first time I visited Mackinac Island for the first time. And I just had no idea it was the oldest building in Michigan. There's so many cool buildings on that island as it is. Really cool piece of history here on the 1077 RKR app. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It is vinyl and 45 on the rocker. The 20th British and 22nd American studio album from English rock band The Rolling Stones, Voodoo Lounge, was released on July 11th back in 1994, and it was the first album without their original bassist, Bill Wyman, who left the band in 91. An interesting time for the band, but highly underrated with songs like Love is Strong and You Got Me Rockin'. Pick up a copy. Happy this weekend. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Somebody is a real jerk because somebody played a big trick on Steve, who owns the Big Banana Car here in Southwest Michigan. So obviously, you know the Big Banana Car. You open up the 1077 RKR app, you can see about this story. Somebody completely tricked Steve into thinking that he was going to get $2 million. From the owner, Jesse Cole, of the Savannah Bananas. You know, the really goofy baseball team that's always dancing and doing tricks and stuff. It's like the Harlem Globetrotters, but for baseball. There was an actual media publication that said that the owner was offering Steve $2 million to build a promotional Big Banana Car for them. So Steve immediately was like, oh my God. Like, that's life-changing to hear something like that. Turns out, though, it was a totally fake publication. He checked with them. Poor Steve, man. That's like, don't ever joke with me about that. Like, when it comes to millions of dollars, don't play. That's nothing to joke about. You trick me like that, we're going to have problems. It's on 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. I already think that concerts and games are already expensive as it is. But the CEO of Live Nation and Ticketmaster, really, he's the president and CEO of Live Nation, Michael Rapino. He did this interview recently, and it's just so absolutely tone deaf. He says that they don't charge nearly enough for tickets, which is asinine, because some of the shows that I've gone to have been so ridiculously expensive with the fees that they charge. It's wild. Concert ticket prices increased 80.5% since 2021. according to a new study. Since 1996, concert prices have ballooned 428.7% from just $25.81 on average to $136.46. That is absolutely ridiculous. We're paying way too many fees, and this guy is just coming across in this interview. Like, it's up here on the 107.7 RKR app, where he's just like, yeah, he's like, we have way more wiggle room. I mean, it's like a badge of honor to be able to, you know, pay tens of thousands of dollars to sit courtside for a Knicks game. But they want to, you know, they want to, like, destroy me when I charge $800 to see Beyonce. And I'm like, dude, this guy is completely out of touch with his consumer. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. There's so many great breakfast places throughout the state, and especially in Southwest Michigan. I have a really hard time sticking to one. Love Food actually ranked America's best bucket list diners in the areas. And one of Michigan's got a shout out was the Fleetwood Diner. They got a shout out recently. These pancakes, if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, look absolutely amazing. And the decor of this place is super cool. There's like stickers all over the place. I got to check this place out, but I want to know from you guys on the chat button, the 107.7 RKR app, where's the go-to spot for a good breakfast in Southwest Michigan that isn't like a national chain, like a family-owned place? Hit me up on the chat button. I want